know what I'd like to do to you?
I'm not sure I want to know.
First, I'd shave off all the hair on my body, even downtown. Then I'd take an ice cube and rub it up and down my ebony frame until my nipples stood erect like the stiff peaks on a baked meringue.
What about me, Onyx?
Oh, baby, you'd be there. You'd have an all-access pass to my love buffet. Oh, now you done it. You got me thinking about chocolate. And you know what chocolate makes me think about?
What?
Fondue. And that means caramel.
Onyx, are you trying to get me fat?
Oh, just consider it a deposit in the old booty bank. I never had caramel on a potato before. It's so good. Keep it simmering.
Principal Blackman, Mr. Noblet wanted me to tell you that the assembly is starting.
It's noon already.
Connie, don't let the caramel cool. I'll be back in a short day.
God, it smells like a seafood paella in here. Do you mind? I'm Jerry Blank, and I'm a 46-year-old high school freshman. For 32 years, I was a teenage runaway. 32 years. Now, can you imagine that? I've never had caramel on a potato before. It's pretty good. So try it.
Coach says if I lose 30 pounds, I can wrestle fifth graders.
That's great, Derek. I bet you'll be able to fit into my jeans.
Bet I could.
I bet I could fit into your...
Jerry! Would you not interrupt Derek when he's trying to sweat?
Come in.
Good morning, meat man.
Fudge, I forgot to cancel the brisket. Only because we're all on diet. Well, most of us are.
I don't see why. You are the leanest little cutlet I ever did see.
Well, thank you, Stu.
By golly, it's toasty. Could I trouble you for a glass of water?
Well, I can do better than that. How about a waffle?
That'd be great. Mind if I join you there, Slim? Well, say, that is one plump fryer.
Oh, yeah, she's my stepsister.
This is Derek, my step-fad.
Seriously, that is a good-looking chicken. What is she?
Her name's Suki. She's a Japanese silky, hand-trained. She'll eat grapes out of anywhere I put them. Anywhere.
Jerry, I don't think that Stu is interested in your poultry. You know, maybe you can answer this question.
Delighted.
What is the difference between a shank and a loin?
I'd like to think I'm the man who can clear it up.
In case anyone cares, I have to leave early for school today because I have to practice for the debate team tryout.
Early? You said you were going to clean up my room?
Well, I have to practice debating.
Is this how you practice debating, Jerry, by arguing with me?
Sorry, Stu. Go on with your story. It was gripping.
Well, the shank versus loin controversy dates back to, I believe...
Your problem couldn't be any clearer. No one pays attention to you. You stand alone holding your chicken. Still wait your offers and you're feeling blue. You're off to school now riding the bus.
Loin, which they thought were safe.
Mr. Noblet, can I talk to you? Can I have a shrimp tempura?
No, Jerry, what is it?
Jerry,
make this quick. I'm frying things, okay?
I wanted to sign up for the debate tryout.
You think that's such a good idea, Jerry?
I don't know. I think it's a good way to get attention. And can I have a jalapeno pepper?
No. Look, you don't exactly have what I'd call a debater's body. Slim arguments come from slim hips.
How about a crab patty?
Jerry, are you even listening to me? Look, debating is more than just mental agility. 95% of debating is physical appearance. It's not what you say, but how you look saying it. Now, you're welcome to try out for the team, but I got to tell you, at this weight, your arguments are going to come off a little puffy.
I don't have a problem with my weight.
No, Jerry. I have a problem with your weight. You understand?
I understand. How about some clam strips?
Put it down.
Put down the clam strips, Jerry. Now.
And back away from the fry papa.
Well, you eat a lot.
Jerry, I have the metabolism of a hummingbird. For instance, last night I ate half of a strawberry cheesecake at 3 a.m. and I'll never gain an ounce. Understand?
Great. My onion rings are burned. Sorry is not going to make that golden brown. Okay? I'll never get this one back. You can't unfry things, Jerry. You can't be something you're not.
Shrimp are still good.
So what are you wearing for the debate tryout?
Something tight. Me too.
Should we eat today?
Did we eat yesterday?
No.
Then we probably shouldn't.
Girls, guess I'll see you at the debate tryouts on Friday.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
Hey, Jerry, I bet you could sell your arguments by the pound.
Oh, Silky, my little Silk. Oh, where did that skinny girl get all the attention, huh? I know, how ironic. But the less there is to see, the more they all want to see it. I sure wish I lived in your world where plumpness is a virtue. In my world, people can be so cruel. Oh, hey, Fatty. Thought I heard you coming. The Richter scale was redlining.
Where you been, Jerry? I haven't started lunch without you.
Maybe I'll skip lunch today, Toby.
Skip lunch? That's crazy talk, Jerry. They're having a panada.
Oh, I was having a sucker for the stick food. I'll skip lunch after lunch. Hey, last one of the cafeteria is a big, fat slob. On your mark, get set, go.
I win. You're a big fat slob.
I'm a big fat slob. I'm a big fat slob. I'm a big fat slob. I'm a big fat slob.
Starbucks is serving empanadas.
Why'd you skip the meringue, Tammy? You love the yellow and green flavor.
My mom's afraid of me getting pregnant, so she wants me to lose 15 pounds so I'll stop making eggs.
But you're so skinny.
Tell that to my ovaries.
I'd love to.
Hey, Tammy. I saw you in your hurdling tights the other day. Your hip bones were sticking out like a couple of elbows. Nicely done. You ought to think about coming out for the debate team.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so good at arguing.
Yes, you are.
You're right.
I'm going out for debate, Tam.
What are you going to argue, Jerry? What you're going to eat next?
No retort. Interesting.
Even though she's so very hungry, she eats just like a bird. By a bird, I mean one of the small ones, not like a pelican who eats a lot.
Believe that's the number one song.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, you're a pussy.
Thanks for inviting me to dinner.
Oh,
pleasure.
Tell us another meat story, Stu.
Yes.
Okay, here's a good one. I was working at the butcher shop the other day, and this guy comes in, and I say, hey, you thinking about buying some steaks? And he says, no.
I'm going to buy some steaks. I'm thinking about poontang.
Oh. Oh, that's deliciously naughty.
Hey, today at school.
Jerry, I don't think the dinner table is a place for your body stories. Ooh, enjoy your meat.
I'm trying to lose a few pounds.
You are a constant source of joy and amusement.
Here's a good one. Jerry's trying to lose some weight.
No, but seriously, if you lose a little gristle off the haunches, you're going to turn into quite a cute little lamb chop.
Yeah?
So lighten up on the rolls and butter and go heavy on the brisket.
I'm not hungry.
Well, let's try the brisket.
I don't want any brisket.
Stu, don't waste your time. You're beating a fat horse.
Eat the brisket.
I don't want.
I'll handle this guy. I bust my hump all day long so you can have food on this table, and you're going to eat it.
You're not my father.
You're not my daughter. Pick up your meat and go to your room.
No, I hate you.
I hate you, too.
Come on, Sookie.
Was I out of line?
No. Good biscuit blocking.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take a look at your self-portraits. Remember, you were to work in any medium as long as it was clay. Llewellyn, yes, your ankles are delicate. Good work. Sam, nice, very good. Diego, you captured your ribcage beautifully. It looks like a xylophone. Good work. Buster, I like what you're doing. Keaton, very thin, good. Jerry, is this how you imagine yourself?
No, I ran out of clay.
Jerry, why don't you step out with me for a moment? Okay, everybody, Jerry and I are going to run out of class while we're gone. Why don't you sculpt a self-portrait of me? Okay, excellent. Looks like a corpse. Love it.
Oh, hi, Mr. Jellyneck.
Ladies. Jerry, do you care how others perceive you?
No. I just want people to think I'm attractive.
Jerry, how many times did you make yourself throw up today?
I didn't throw up.
Don't lie to me, Jerry. Fool me. Con me. Create illusions that place me in a magical world I don't understand. But don't lie to me.
Well, why would someone make themselves throw up?
So you can eat anything you want, anytime you want. It never shows.
Really?
You could eat half a strawberry cheesecake at 3 o'clock in the morning and never get it out.
Pudding too? Cooking?
Absolutely.
The people do that?
Yes, I do, Jerry. But don't you ever, okay? All right, let's get back to our clay.
Hey, well, I gotta pee.
All right, hurry up now, okay?
Listen, you're very thin, Lizzie. You're going to make an excellent debater. You've got the hips of a Cub Scout.
Thank you, Mr. Melblit. Hey, Jerry.
Lizzie.
Jerry.
You look different.
Thanks.
You do look different, Jerry. Have you lost any weight recently?
Very recently. Water weight mostly, but thanks for the attention.
Jerry, it's almost feeding time. Shouldn't you be stampeding toward the feeding trough?
Whoa!
I got a better idea, Lizzie. When the lunch bell rings, why don't you eat me?
Bang! Bang! That was a very slender retort, Jerry.
You like that?
I am really looking forward to the bait tryouts on Friday. Fireworks.
Ipso facto. Rebuttal. Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
What do you want, Lizzie?
I just wanted to let you know that you don't have a chance tomorrow.
Oh, really?
My arguments have never been more emaciated, so be prepared to lose.
Yeah, well, I'm real scared. I'm real scared.
Bear with me, Chuck, please.
Mr. Jelinek.
Hello, Mrs. Blank. Chuck Noblet and I were out for a little jog before we go home to our wives. And I thought it was important that I stop by. I believe your child has a serious problem.
What? No, no, Derek's fine.
I was speaking about Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I stumbled upon these pills in your daughter's locker.
Oh, my God.
Appetite suppressants, diuretics, suppositories.
Those aren't mine.
I know, they're mine. My God, I've been looking for these for days.
Joffrey, I'm cooling down.
I'll be down in a minute, Chuck, please. Your daughter has a disease we call anorexia.
Is that contagious?
Yes. It often sweeps through third world countries that are stricken by drought.
If you think this is my fault, just say so.
Simmer down, Stu.
I'm just so angry.
Obviously you have a beef, Stu, but please don't stir things up. If we don't help Jerry now, she could become a vegetable.
Baloney.
Let him talk.
Him who?
Him me. Please, Mrs. Blank, I suggest family counseling.
I think it's best that you leave.
I've got to run. But as soon as you're ready to talk about your family problems to an art teacher, you can call me.
Joffrey, I'm cramping.
These suppositories are going right back where they belong, young lady. And you are going to bed without any supper. Go.
Dessert, Stu?
Okay, welcome everybody to this year's debate tryouts. In no particular order, I'd like to start alphabetically. Lizzie Abrams, you'll debate Jerry Blank. Your topic is incest is wrong. Okay, Lizzie, you'll be statement. Jerry, you'll be rebuttal. Good luck, and debate!
Good luck, Lotus.
Back to you, Shanu.
From the dawn of time, and in every society, all mankind bows before the simple truth that sex with another family member is a short path to chaos and genetic mutation. Thank you.
Good. Jerry, rip that argument a new ass.
Okay. Granted. Sometimes, occasionally, things can get out of hand. All right? So, thank you.
Jerry, you passed out. I just called your family and your meat man. They should be here any minute.
We came as soon as we felt like it.
Hi, please, thank you. Come in. Everybody come in and just sit down. Please, have a seat. This family needs to open up and start communicating.
All right. Who starts?
Why don't you?
What do you want me to say?
Tell Jerry that you love her.
Maybe someone else should start.
I'll go.
Okay, Derek.
Jerry's problems are tearing his family apart.
Good. But see if you can restate that in a more positive way.
Our family is being torn apart by Jerry's problems.
Excellent. You know, we haven't heard from Dad in a while, Dad.
Hey, hang on a second, Guy. Before you speak, I got a question. Why are we here?
So you can learn to communicate better as a family and a meat man.
Are you suggesting this is my fault?
No, Stu. Don't even think it.
What am I supposed to think?
Everybody freeze! Look where Jerry is right now. No! Don't look. Pretend to read a magazine and then sneak a peek. Jerry? Can you tell that we're looking at you?
No, it looks like you're reading.
It worked.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have great news.
I made the debate team.
No, I'm sorry. I should rephrase that. I have great news for me. You didn't make the debate team.
Nicely done.
never get anything that I want.
Tell us, Jerry, what is it you want?
Well, my whole life, all I ever wanted was some attention. I mean, that's the whole reason I wanted to make the stupid debate team.
Go on, Jerry, we're all listening.
Well, wait a minute. Well, you all are listening.
Yes.
Why, I don't have to make the debate team. All I have to do is starve myself to the brink of death to get your attention.
Fantastic. What a success for me.
I sure wish Pinky was here.
You know something, Jerry? She is.
Pinky? You baked her.
No, Jerry. She voluntarily baked herself so that you could live.
Aww. Oh, Spooky. Spooky. So loyal and loving. So moist and tender.
Succulent.
Jerry, I ripped the wishbone out of your beloved Suki. What are you going to wish for?
A Camaro!
Her problems melt like ice cream castles, leaving puddles of tasty sweet. Her family loves a Suki, tastes delicious. She feels all better now she can eat. Oh.
Don't miss Upright Citizens Brigade, next, only on Comedy Central.